And like looking at those old posters, like even there was that I forget what it was called, but it was that train that had like the Doors, Janis Joplin, Festival Express, mm-hmm. and it stopped in Winnipeg, and I think it was like $5 to see all these legends back in the day, but that's mm-hmm. you know, just how things were back then.
Yeah.
Ugh. 90. I miss the 90s. Mm. I would just go back to the 90s. Anyways, hey, look, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. We're going to hear some Inner Space from the soundtrack to the, I guess, softcore porn film Agalloch and Blubbo. Unfortunately, this German text is covering her nipples.
Agalloch and Blubbo?
Yeah.
Did you say?
Agalloch and Blubbo.
That's really good. This is the sort of stuff you can hear only on CKUW 95.9 FM.
This is Apocalypse on my show. Stay tuned.
stand. Dancing late buses, first crashes, curb cooler. Lovers hung, ready for a new pain. I grew up here. I grew up here. I grew up here. Brick, stone, ice. Change.
Thank you.
I did so much over the last few years. Like host the wonderful and frightening world of P. Diddy.
That's not good anymore.
Patrick Michael Ishin.
Bad reference.
Oh, well, I thought I was doing okay.
Steer clear.
The wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michael Ishin. Ooh, look at that. It already sounds pretty. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't know. You're just pressing buttons there.
That's pretty cool. That's how I make music.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Some knobs. Twiddling some. Yeah, for the listener at home, Patrick is twiddling some knobs there.
It's a knob twiddler. Yeah. Let's tell the people what we heard, because I sandwiched it. I did a Patrick Nagy music sandwich. We started off the set with the Interspace before Can with Apocalypse from the softcore porno Agilok and Blobo. Self-improvement with I Grew Up Here. Authentic Plastic with Kim Ansulotech. Beam Splitter with Phil Minton with Is This What You Mean? And Hi Maya with Dance of the Electromagnetic ZZZ, a space event in time. There was a label called Wayside Music, or a record store in the States called Wayside Music, and they put out a lot of like experimentally jazz electroacoustic stuff. And they always have a section of just like, we're blowing this stuff out because no one's buying it. Right. And this is one of those albums that they were blowing out because no one was buying it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's also like a Pere Ubu adjacent. Pere Ubu adjacent. So, like the weirdos from Ohio, from like the Devo and the B-52s and stuff, kind of did this.
That's one of those bands I haven't listened to. But
Pere Ubu?
Pere Ubu, yeah.
Yeah, same.
They've been vaguely on my radar for many years.
I eventually
will finally take the plunge and listen to one of their albums.
So with Pere Ubu, like my friend, so Jeff, who does the show a couple before this one, he's obsessed with Pere Ubu.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tried to get me into Pere Ubu so many times. And I don't have any Pere Ubu, but I have Speaker Cranker. I have Hi Maya. I have a bunch of Alan Ravenstein, which was their original synth guy. And I have Rocket from the Tombs, which is pre...
Yeah.
So I have all the stuff around Pere Ubu, but I don't have any Pere Ubu, which is really...
I like that there was a band called Rocket from the Tombs and then a different band called Rocket from the Crypt.
Yeah, they...
What's going on there? Like, what,
they just,
why?
As a homage, they stole the name.
From what?
Rocket from the Tombs. Okay. So Rocket from the Tombs was 70s and Rocket from the Crypt was 90s.
Okay.
So it's just like an homage to the...
Homage to the... Okay,
to the name, yeah.
It's kind of annoying, you know?
It has nothing to do with it and everything to do with it.
Right. Like, I don't know. It's sort of like how the thing, how Radiohead, they took their name from a Talking Heads song, yes. But, like, if you're going to take the name from a song, that's one thing. Or, like, from an album, even. But, like, if your own band's name is a riff on a different band's name, that's just kind of... Feels kind of phoned in.
Okay, speaking of phoned in, how do you feel about the bands that are puns?
Oh, well, you know, it depends. It depends on if it's a good pun, like
okay.
What here.
There's a band going right now called Ringo Death Star.
That one's not very good.
Okay. There's a band, they've broken up. They broke up several years ago, but their name was The House That Gloria Vanderbilt.
That one's kind of fun.
It's hilarious.
That one's kind of fun.
I'm not kidding. I'm gonna when we get to the next music break, I'm gonna pull up pun band names,
right?
Because I just want to hear you giggle.
Thank you.
Thank you. Terrible, terrible band.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other, because I think Radiohead was taken. Wasn't that like them mishearing a lyric?
Perhaps. I feel like that's probably the case. But I don't remember anymore. It was probably also from a... Because I don't... Like, unlike you, because you said you don't listen to things until you have, like, the full set.
Yeah. I do. Yes.
It's... But, like, I will just, you know, listen to, like, one or two albums or, you know, three or four. Just some arbitrary number of albums and then just decide, I'll move on to the next thing now. So I haven't actually listened to, like, the last two Talking Heads albums, because I had a friend who didn't like them that much. And
are we talking about True Stories and Naked?
Yes. So I feel like the song that Radiohead is named
from True
after
Stories,
is from True Stories. So I haven't actually heard the song, so I can't confirm whether it's...
It's, yeah. So the last two Talking Heads albums are kind of like... They're more like world stuff, like more more David Byrne than all Talking Heads.
Right.
It's still great. It's kind of like the, how the last, like the later Ramones albums aren't as great, but they're still the Ramones.
Mm.
So it's still the Talking Heads, but it's
kinda, yeah.
I own them.
Into the point where the other three of them were just getting sick of David Byrne.
Yeah,
and I feel like because like I there was that one comment that what's her name? I'm having trouble remembering her name, the bassist.
Oh, Tina Weymouth.
Tina Weymouth.
Yeah.
I remember, like, reading the Wikipedia page for, like, Talking Heads, and she made some comment of, like, you know, David Byrne is a man who's, like, incapable of friendship.
Yeah, and he's...
Which is such a fascinating critique to make of someone. It's
and he's fully... And he's admitted to it, too. Like, he's... It's cute listening to him talk about how much of a dick he was back in the day, because he's not... He doesn't fully come out and say, like, yeah, I was a prick. He's just like, I was very difficult to work with. And I learned that, you know, with my Asperger's, that, you know, I had my proclivities and all that stuff. And you're like, all right. But, you know, it's a relationship. You know, relationships. And it's also one of those things where, like you mentioned earlier when we were talking, when you look back on something, you can kind of, like, to try to make it make sense.
Yeah.
Slot it into something.
Yeah, based on subsequent information kind of recontextualizes stuff that it happened in the past in your life, that it's entirely a retrospective imposition to be like, oh, well, this is why I was like this, because it's only information that you have now. So it's just kind of ahistorical in a way, but, you know, it's sometimes you need to do that just to be able to move past something that's been bugging you for a while.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense of it. I actually, like, I was on the phone with my my aunt, my dad's older sister, yesterday, and we were talking about, I was talking about how, like, I all of the emotions from my parents' deaths have kind of, has kind of just all come crashing in now that they're both gone, and I have the space to feel things.
Yeah,
And how tough it is. And me and my dad had such a great relationship because we saw each other all the time and talked all the time for the last 3 years, and we were so close. My mom and I used to, like, fight all the time, and she had anger issues when I was growing up, and you know, grew up with a very Eastern European background, which meant, like, the wooden spoon with the belt on a lot. So now it would just be called straight up child abuse. Me and all my friends all got the belt a lot, and my cousins too, and all that stuff. But when the belt stopped, my mom and I would still fight, and the stuff we'd say to each other would make Tarantino blush.
Interesting.
And we'd say that we hate each other, or I'd say that I hate her. And
well,
like
yeah, that's something I don't always understand. It's like, what, I don't, there's, like, no one that I know that well that I hate, I guess.
Oh, and it was just,
why would I say this to anyone?
Oh, for me and my mom, it was just like hurt each other.
Right.
But we love each other, and it was and I don't want to justify or for me trying to rationalize it, I don't even know if that's the right path I'm going on. Looking back on the relationship with my dad and then thinking about my mom and how much I love her and miss her despite all of the horrendous things that we would say to each other. I was talking to my aunt about it, and she said, "You know what? Like, there's a lot of people who say really terrible stuff to each other, but, like, they can handle it, because you and your mom would say terrible things to each other, but then the next day you guys love each other and everything is back to normal until the next fight. But it's like you guys were able to just dump this poison at each other, but for whatever reason, you guys could just kind of, like, absorb it, process it, and then be healthy again."
I suppose.
That's which
interesting.
It's it and whatever. You know, I should talk to my therapist about it. I will. Well, but I think it would be great. But for me, it helps. It helps being like, you know what? Me and my mom, maybe we just did have that awful relationship where we said the most horrible crap to each other. But you know what? We're still okay with each other.
Yeah.
I miss her like crazy, even despite all the garbage.
Yeah.
Like her, we laugh about it now, but one of her nicknames for me when we had fights was Little Hitler.
Oh boy!
I know, horrible, absolutely horrendous.
Of all the people in the world, who won. You do not strike me as a Hitler.
No, I don't see myself as a Hitler, but she just was angry and she would say mean stuff, and I would say equally mean things back to her. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Anyway,
trying to recontextualize.
The Talking Heads.
Yes, back to the Talking Heads.
I think they got, like, they reunited for one show when they were inducted
into the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, and I watched it on YouTube, and it's just so funny because they're just unbelievably, like, listless.
Oh, really? I haven't watched it.
I don't know. They're just not. They're just really not feeling it. It's
I'm gonna check that out tomorrow.
Phoned in. It's so funny.
And is it just one song?
They're doing like I think. Well, I feel like they did a couple, but like Psycho Killer was one of them.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Oh God,
maybe
I'm gonna check.
Down the house.
I'm gonna watch that tomorrow because I'm. I love Talking Heads. One of my favorite albums of all time is Stop Making Sense.
Mm-hmm. Like just the concert album.
The concert album.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I recently picked up. Like in the last, you know, 8 months, I picked up the 4K edition of the concert film, and my TV's 4K and all that stuff. And I watched it in full for the first time ever. Kill me.
Yeah,
it's
that's
beautiful.
That's a really good film, a really good concert film.
I love how it starts off with just him.
Yeah.
And then Tina comes out, and then like you could see the stagehands rolling out.
Yeah.
The risers for the synthesizers and the drummer, and
that's
so
showbiz.
Good. That's showbiz, baby.
Showbiz.
It was the business of shows. I love it.
Yes. Remain in Light, one of the all-time classic albums.
Is that the one that starts with iZimbra? No, iZimbra is
Fear of Music. This one starts out with. Oh boy.
I have it on my phone too.
Born Under Punches.
Okay.
Which is, I cannot remember if that is the parenthetical or the. Okay, no. It's Born Under Punches if the heat goes on.
Okay.
That's another thing I don't like is when there's a parenthetical in the song title. Because it's just like, pick one. Pick one.
I love that album. What kind of ruined some of those early Talking Heads albums for me, though, is the live album, because the version of Burning Down the House or Life During Wartime is so much more kinetic and fun.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense. Like the some of the versions from like the name of this band is Talking Heads.
Yeah,
are just really good.
That's the Radio Sessions double CD, right?
I think I much prefer the. That version of Psycho Killer to...
There's like two or three on that album.
Yeah.
I remember driving to Steinbeck with my friend. We were taking his 70s RV for a spin to see if... it runs.
Mm-hmm.
And we were freezing because it was so drafty. But I had the aux cord and I was playing him alternate versions of Talking Head songs he knew. Because he has a thing where if a song is like done, like Psycho Killer is... iconic,
yeah,
don't mess with it unless you're going to do something crazy with it.
Sure.
And so he was hearing these versions, he's like, these are crazy enough that I can accept this band is mucking with the formula. Anywho, let's get to some more music.
Yeah,
if you want, hold on, like, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I will leave when you leave. So,
well, you know what I'm gonna do then? Let's hear some Evan Parker and Bill Nace.
Okay.
And then I'll play a nice little short one and then we'll talk a bit.
All right, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.